Republican lawmakers continue to hold power in both legislative chambers, but Republicans will not have a member of its party in the governor's office for the first time since 2011. We're talking about the first week of Governor Tony Evers' administration on this edition of the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The floor period of the new legislative session starts tomorrow. The floor period is identified in the legislative session calendar as the time available for consideration of proposals by the full Assembly and Senate. Republicans in the State Assembly said last week there are a number of areas where they can work with Governor Evers during the session, but their leaders also identified some limits on where they're willing to flex with his campaign proposals. Laurel White is keeping an eye on all of this. She is WPR News' State Capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So 1 week into this new era of state government and feels like we're kind of off to the races. How would you characterize the last week?
Well, it was a busy first week for the Evers administration. We, of course, it was just a week ago today that we had the inauguration, and we had speeches from all the incoming elected officials to kind of lay out the groundwork for what they wanted to do in office. We had responses from the leaders of the two legislative chambers. So there was kind of an interesting dynamic there to see how leaders were talking about working together. And then Governor Evers traveled around the state, kind of outlining some of his big priorities over the next 4 years during the week, a little preview.
Well, let's start with the Affordable Care Act. He called last week for a change in direction in a federal lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. Can you bring us up to speed on what this lawsuit is in the first place?
Mm-hmm. So former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimel filed this lawsuit in early 2018, and it essentially challenges the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act in the wake of the individual mandate being changed, the tax law changing that. So that lawsuit is moving forward. When that was filed, Wisconsin was actually one of the leads on the lawsuit with the state of Texas. Governor Evers campaigned on removing Wisconsin entirely from that lawsuit, just not be involved anymore. But due to some changes during the lame duck session, he's not able to do that without approval from lawmakers who are unlikely to do so. So he said last week that he wants to change the stance of the state in the lawsuit, which is not obviously removing it entirely, but he's kind of attempting to work within that new framework that lawmakers created for him.
So Evers campaigned on ending Wisconsin's involvement, and he's not currently trying to do that. Is that right?
Right, right. It's a lot more difficult for the governor to do what he campaigned on doing, because under the new law approved during the lame duck session, it has any change to the state's involvement in a federal lawsuit has to be approved by the state budget committee, which is controlled by a large majority by Republicans in the state legislature who want to continue to be involved in the lawsuit. So there's kind of a new barrier there for him that makes it more difficult and quite unlikely, frankly, for the state to leave that lawsuit entirely.
Talking with Laurel White, she's WPR's State Capitol reporter. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your assessment of the first week of the Evers administration? What questions do you have about the latest state political news? You can call in or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Laura, let's take a look at that lame duck session of the legislature. A group of plaintiffs filed a lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court last week, and the suit aims to overturn all of the measures Wisconsin Republicans passed last month. What do we know there?
So this is an interesting approach that I wasn't aware of anybody talking about in the lead up to this lawsuit being filed. During the lame duck session and immediately after, there had been discussion about challenging some of the things that were passed in court on a variety of different grounds. Maybe they were violations of executive power or the balance of powers, things like that. Essentially, what this particular lawsuit is doing, though, is challenging the extraordinary session all on its own and saying that it was essentially not within lawmakers' power to call an extraordinary session, and so everything done within it should be invalidated because those powers aren't prescribed to them in the state constitution. the governor and his ability to call a special session is in the Constitution, but not the extraordinary. So this is an interesting argument that they're making that would throw out basically everything that happened, not the specific laws and arguing why the specific things were wrong.
What are you hearing about whether or not this case could succeed in court?
Well, what's interesting about cases, Kate, is that, you know, you get a ruling and then you get an appeal and you get a ruling and you get an appeal. So regardless of what this first ruling, whatever side it comes down on, this case isn't going anywhere anytime soon because it's very certain to be appealed to a higher court. So this is an argument that's going to be vetted by a number of courts in Wisconsin over several months to come, if not years.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the new state legislature. It sounds like there's a joint meeting of lawmakers tomorrow with Governor Evers.
Mm-hmm. So this is something that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told us about last week. And he said that this is something that he, at least in his tenure in the state legislature, hasn't happened, which is Republican senators and Republican assembly members sitting down with the governor to kind of talk about priorities and talk about what they want to do in this upcoming legislative session, maybe try to iron out some areas of disagreement. So it's going to be an interesting meeting to talk to leaders and the governor about when it's over. It's not going to be open to the press, but I'm certain we'll have a lot of questions when they emerge from behind closed doors about what they talked about and what, if any, areas they're looking to move forward on early on in this session.
And Assembly Speaker Voss said lawmakers, GOP lawmakers, delivered this letter to the governor's office last Thursday outlining some potential areas of common ground. Where do you see Republican leaders think there's room for working together?
So that could be a little bit of a preview, actually, of what they talk about in that closed door meeting and what we might get some details about after. Assembly Republicans said that they believe they could work with the governor on things like transportation funding in Wisconsin, coming up with new ways to pay for road projects, potentially an income tax cut in the state, things like fighting homelessness and lowering the cost of childcare in Wisconsin, making childcare more affordable. They talked a little bit about groundwater and protecting the state's groundwater. So they laid out a number of things that they believe to be bipartisan, things that they pointed to the governor mentioning on the campaign trail. They also mentioned, of course, education funding, which is obviously something that the governor, the former state school superintendent, is very interested in and engaged with. So the governor's spokesperson responded to that letter by saying that he looks forward to working with Republicans. They kind of characterized that as a change of heart on the part of Republicans reaching out with these ideas.
Governor Evers also spent part of his first week in office touring Lincoln Hills, the state's troubled youth prison that is slated for closure. What was the significance of that visit?
So that was a significant visit because that was something that Governor Walker did not do, that a number of groups had kind of pushed him to do. A number of advocacy groups, organizations, even some fellow Republican lawmakers had pushed the governor to visit Lincoln Hills. Of course, Lincoln Hills had been in the news frequently, allegations of abuse and neglect of inmates. And Governor Walker declined to visit that and other correctional institutions in the state. So Governor Evers said during his campaign that he would visit Lincoln Hills. He said that he'd make it a priority. And he did, in fact, he posted on social media talking a little bit about his visit on Friday. He was able to make that visit on Friday and meet with some staff there.
We also learned last week about what's next for former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. What's on his docket in the near future?
So Governor Walker is moving to Milwaukee, and we know that he is continuing to be engaged in politics. He's transitioned from his Governor Walker Twitter account to the Scott Walker Twitter account, but he's been pretty active, weighing in on national political issues. And he has said to reporters, I believe he told the Associated Press this first, that he's not ruling out another run for office sometime in the future. So I think Governor Walker is still certainly going to be engaged in Wisconsin and national politics, even though he's not going to be sitting in the governor's office.
And what are you going to be watching for in the week ahead?
So it's going to be an interesting week, perhaps not as interesting as last week. We had so much going on, but I'm afraid to say that. You never know. We have some legislative hearings this week on some proposals in the Capitol. So we're getting down a little bit more into kind of the nitty gritty lawmaking process of this legislative session with hearings and testimony and debate on specific bills.
Well, Laurel, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol reporter. Up next, it's news. Then Wisconsin schools don't get much guidance from the state on how to help dyslexic students. We learn about the condition and hear how expected legislation could help schools get better assist students that live with it. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.